Bob Proctor.
I don't care what city you're living in, you've got enough power in your body, potential power, to illuminate the whole city for nearly a week.
To become conscious of this power is to become a live wire. The universe is the live wire. It carries power sufficient to meet every situation in the life of every individual. When the individual mind touches the universal mind, it receives all its power. Charles Honnell.
James Ray.
Most people define themselves by this finite body, but you're not a finite body. I mean, even under a microscope, you're an energy field. What we know about energy is this. You go to a quantum physicist and you say, what creates the world? And he or she will say, energy. Well, describe energy. Okay, it can never be created or destroyed. It always was, always has been. Everything that ever existed always exists. It's moving into form, through form, and out of form. You go to a theologian and you ask the question, what created the universe? And he or she will say, God. Always was and always has been, never can be created or destroyed. All that ever was, always will be, always moving into form, through form, and out of form. You see, it's the same description, just different terminology. And so if you think you're this meat suit running around, think again. You're a spiritual being. You're an energy field operating in a larger energy field.
How does all of this make you a spiritual being? For me, the answer to that question is one of the most magnificent parts of the teachings of The Secret. You are energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed. Energy just changes form, and that means you. The true essence of you, the pure energy of you, has always been and always will be. You can never not be. On a deep level, you know that. Can you imagine not being? Despite everything you've seen and experienced in your life, can you imagine not being? You cannot imagine it, because it is impossible. You are eternal energy.
The One Universal Mind. Dr. John Hagelin.
Quantum mechanics confirms it. Quantum cosmology confirms it. That the universe essentially emerges from thought. And all of this matter around us is just precipitated thought. Ultimately, we are the source of the universe. And when we understand that power directly by experience, we can start to exercise our authority and begin to achieve more and more, create anything, know anything from within the field of our own consciousness, which ultimately is universal consciousness that runs the universe. So depending upon how we use that power, positively or negatively, that's the kind of body in terms of health, that's the kind of environment we create. So we are the creators not only of our own destiny, but ultimately we are the creators of universal destiny. We are the creators of the universe. So there's no limit really to human potential. It's the degree to which we recognize those deep dynamics and exercise them, to the degree to which we harness our power. And that really has to do, again, with the level at which we think.